Today, readers of the Chicago Tribune were introduced to a new advice columnist. She's someone familiar to listeners of this program and to readers of Time magazine. She's Amy Dickinson. For 7 years, an occasional commentator here on All Things Considered, and she wrote about family life for Time magazine as well. Amy Dickinson fills a vacancy left open last year by the death of Epi Lederer, known to the public as Ann Landers. Her new column will be called Ask Amy. And let me ask you this, Amy. How do you take on a job like this, a job that your predecessor did so famously for 50 years?
With great enthusiasm. I'm really
And a
really
little
excited.
Trepidation?
Yeah, you know, I actually had a dream. There's this famous picture of Ann Landers sitting at a desk, peeking over a mound of envelopes. And I actually had a dream, one of those incredibly cinematic dreams where, you know, I was literally like swimming out, clawing my way out of the envelope. So I think I've got some nerves going. Yeah.
Did you go back and read her old columns to prep for this?
I come to this as a huge fan. I've read her my whole life. I think, like a lot of people, her column and other advice columns are a great way to start reading the newspaper. And I think there's actually a very large readership of young people, and that's how I started. I grew up in this really little town, and reading Ann Landers was my introduction to the world kind of outside the gates of our town.
In your letter of introduction today in the Chicago Tribune, you revealed some of the questions that you might confront as an advice columnist. You have male pattern baldness, female facial hair, cellulite, or adult acne. Will anyone ever find me attractive? Or you want to disinvite your cousin to your wedding because she's insisting on bringing your ex-husband as a date. And your sister gave birth to the world's ugliest baby. Do you have to pretend otherwise? I would be stumped by any one of those things.
Really? Well, let's take the baby thing. There's only one way to greet a baby.
There are no ugly babies. All babies are beautiful.
There's only one. And here's the line I use. I'm now exposing myself. I'm giving my line to America now. Especially beautiful babies, you can say, this baby could sell products. This baby is so beautiful, this baby could have its own ad campaign. Regular, normal-looking babies, you know, you just always goo, gaw. If it's a very homely baby, you get right off the looks thing by looking at the mother and saying, now, who do you think she resembles? You know, there you are.
Advice columns are often all about values. What are the values that you think are important in these times?
I think that I substitute teach at a little nursery school, and one of the things I've noticed is working with very young children, the things we teach them are all about listening, respecting, being a friend. And so sometimes I just try to go back to nursery school. I know it sounds silly, but to remember those values that we feel are so important with our young children.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Amy Dickinson is the Chicago Tribune's new advice columnist. She fills a vacancy left open by the death last year of Epi Lederer, known to the public as Ann Landers, and her new column will be called Ask Amy.